Trump SOTU address slams Democrats for cruel tolerance of illegal immigration. By Neil Monroe on February 5, 2019. The U.S. government's failure to establish border security is a moral failure, and support for illegal immigration is cruel. President Donald Trump declared in his second State of the Union as the nearby Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, refused to clap. The president's focus on morality contrasts with the Democrats' determination to persuade Americans that immigration curbs are merely forms of shameful racial discrimination. Trump built his moral case for border security and a border wall by first highlighting the criminal role of the drug and labor trafficking cartels. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all Americans. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today, who followed the rules and respected our laws. Tonight, I am asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. This emphasis on morality shifts the focus from the poor migrants who try to get jobs in U.S. workplaces towards the U.S. politicians who quietly endorse the mass migration. Trump next spotlighted the Democrats' support for easy migration policies, which transfer wages and opportunities from working-class Americans to older, wealthier investors. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal immigration. Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards. Meanwhile, working-class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal migration, reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded that you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net. Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not clap as Trump slammed the immorality of her party's welcome of migrants. Trump pushed his moral argument even more by tacitly charging Democrats with cruelty for welcoming illegal migration. Tolerance for illegal immigration is not compassionate, it is cruel. Trump then introduced three Americans whose elderly relatives were allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant. Here tonight is Deborah Bissell. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. They were in their 80s and are survived by four children, 11 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. Also here tonight are Gerald and Sharon's granddaughter, Heather, and great-granddaughter Madison. To Deborah, Heather, Madison, please stand, if you can understand your pain. But I will never forget, and I will fight for the memory of Gerald and Sharon, that it should never happen again. Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to control its very dangerous border. Trump also spotlighted an immigrant Hispanic border security officer to undermine the Democrats' attempt to portray border security as a racist campaign. We are joined tonight by one of those law enforcement heroes, ICE Special Agent Elvin Hernandez. When Elvin was a boy, he and his family legally immigrated to the United States from the Dominican Republic. At the age of 8, Elvin told his dad he wanted to become a special agent. Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking. Elvin says, "If I can make sure these young girls get their justice, I've done my job." Thanks to his work and that of his colleagues, more than 300 women and girls have been rescued from horror and more than 1,500 sadistic traffickers have been put behind bars. Then Trump made his case for the border wall. Trump rarely departed from the text of his speech. For example, he added the boldface text to this passage: "I want people to come into our country, in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come illegally." The establishment's economic policy of using legal and illegal migration to boost economic growth shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That annual flood of roughly 1 million legal immigrants, as well as visa workers and illegal immigrants, spikes profits and Wall Street values by shrinking salaries for 150 million blue-collar and white-collar employees and especially wages for the 4 million young Americans who join the labor force each year. The cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that coastal investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices and pushes poor U.S. Americans, including Latinos and Blacks, out of prosperous cities such as Berkeley and Oakland, California.